It was years before I isolated the key part of my final conversation with Frank Stewart. I had told him he couldn't be so far behind so soon, and he had replied that it happened because he wasn't a quick study. We were both wrong. It was possible to fall catastrophically behind in a short period of time, and it happened to the quick studies like me and Skip and Mark St. Pierre, as well as to the plodders. In the backs of our minds, we must have been holding on to the idea that we'd be able to loaf and then spurt, loaf and then spurt, which was the way most of us had gone through our dozy hometown high schools. But as Deary Dearborn had pointed out, this wasn't high school. I told you that of the 32 students who began the fall semester on our floor of Chamberlain, 33 if you count Deary, but he was immune to the charms of hearts. Only 15 remained to start the spring semester. That doesn't mean the 19 who left were all dopes, though, not by any means. In fact, the smartest fellows on Chamberlain 3 in the fall of 1966 were probably the ones who transferred before flunking out became a real possibility. Steve Ogg and Jack Frady, who had the room just up the hall from Nate and me, went to Chadbourne the first week in November, citing distractions on their joint application. When the housing officer asked what sort of distractions, they said it was the usual. All-night bull sessions, toothpaste ambushes in the head, abrasive relations with a couple of the guys. As an afterthought, both added they were probably playing cards in the lounge a little too much. They'd heard Chad was a quieter environment, one of the campus's two or three brain dorms. The housing officer's question had been anticipated. The answer is carefully rehearsed as an oral presentation in a speech class. Neither Steve nor Jack wanted the nearly endless hearts games shut down. That might cause them all sorts of grief from people who believed folks should mind their own business. All they wanted was to get the fuck off Chamberlain 3 while there was still time to salvage their scholarships.
This ends Disc 11.